FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. The date is April 12th, 2016. And election, the horse race on the, if it is a horse race, on the Republican side continues. What's going to happen on the Democratic side? And what would happen if Hillary Clinton was president? Here to discuss and explore those ideas is our good friend Wayne Allen Root, rootforamerica.com, and author of The Power of Relentless. Wayne, welcome back.
Hey, Kerry, how are you?
All right. So there was an interesting article the other day in the Boston Globe, of all places, talking about what would happen if Donald Trump were elected president. Like, they can tell the future so well. I would have liked to have seen that article about Obama. You know, what would happen if he got elected? Right.
Well, you know, it's funny because they not only can't see the future, they haven't even noticed the past. They have no idea what Obama's done to America, let alone what Trump will do or what Hillary would do. But it's just amazing, the bias in the media. That's the thing that gets me, Kerry, is the bias. You just can't be an unbiased journalist and create an entire newspaper based on all the terrible things that you predict Trump will do to America and not mention the other side. It's not possible. You know, what's that Fox News statement, fair and balanced? How could the Boston Globe even look at you with a straight face ever again for the rest of all time and say we're credible, we're professional, and we just did an entire issue dedicated to the future under Trump? And if I forced them into a corner and demanded they do an issue based on the future of Hillary Clinton, they would lie and they would just do a whole issue dedicated to the wonderful things Hillary Clinton would do and how great America would be under Hillary, ignoring the fact that, A, Hillary has said again and again in every speech that she loves Obama, she thinks Obama's great, she wants Obamacare to stay in place, she wants to expand it all, and she wants to protect the legacy of Barack Obama. And then you look at the statistics of America's economy under Obama, and she wants to extend the legacy, and not only ignoring that insanity and stupidity and Groundhog Day, but then ignoring the fact that her husband, the former president, campaigns and says out loud, we want to end the legacy, the awful legacy of the last 8 years. It's so bizarre. I mean, not only did he say that, then in another speech he said, doesn't it seem like the world's falling apart? I mean, it really does seem like the world's falling apart. Well, Bill, I don't know how to tell you this. The world's falling apart under Barack Obama, and your wife just said she wants to expand and extend his legacy. Nothing you're saying makes any sense. So either Bill Clinton's mentally insane, or he hates his wife and subconsciously wants to destroy her campaign, or maybe, here's the real one, Bill Clinton's the only one telling the truth. He
or
may
all
want
of the above.
To win somewhere deep down, maybe, I don't know, probably not. But what he does believe in his heart, because that's why he's saying it, is it's an 8-year awful legacy of disaster, and the world appears like it's falling apart. You're right, Bill. Why you'd want Hillary to replace that, I have no idea, because she's promised to do the exact same things that made the world fall apart.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, well, being a Democrat, Wayne, obviously means never having to say you're sorry, never having to take responsibility for anything that happened under your
never
watch.
Having that common sense, never admitting the truth, covering
all
up the truth.
Stuff.
But anyway, I wrote a commentary for Fox News, and it's going to be out literally this morning. And it says, the headline is, Headlines the Boston Globe Would Never Show You. And it's, to be fair, you got to put the headlines that are very realistic and truthful of Hillary's president. So America teeters on the brink of disaster as national debt hits $30 trillion. There's a headline you'd expect with Hillary's president.
Absolutely.
With debt at $30 trillion, Clinton approved Social Security, Medicare, and disability for illegals. It was a very realistic headline.
Yeah, hey, of course.
Epic 1929-like stock crash fueled by massive debt crisis. That's a realistic headline. Israel hit by Iranian nuclear attack. 1 million dead and injured. Prime Minister of Israel blames Obama, Kerry, and Clinton for letting it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Illegals overrun the USA as the worst border crisis in history unfolds. What's not realistic about that? It's happening right now. It's only going to continue under Hillary. English no longer spoken here. Public school systems across America abandoned by U.S. citizens. It's happening every day. It's only going to get worse under Hillary. Clinton says taxes must be raised to 90% due to debt crisis, corporate failures, and entitlements overwhelming the system. I could absolutely see that headline. Matter of fact, if Bernie was elected, that would be the headline on the second day in office.
Yeah.
Escape from America. Record numbers of business owners leave USA. We all know that will happen if Hillary's elected president. Clinton critics sent to prison by the IRS. Republicans long for good old days under Obama. I can see that headline. Under Obama, the IRS tried to destroy a guy like me, but under Hillary, they don't just take your money. Maybe they'll go a step further because it always gets worse. You know, we thought it couldn't get worse than the first Clinton, and then a guy like Obama came along and made me long for Bill Clinton. So now we'll probably be longing for Obama because Hillary will go far beyond sicking the IRS on us to just take our money away. She'll sick them on us to try and find criminal activity and put us in jail. ISIS taunts America, claims 1,000 terrorists crossing the border each day. Under Hillary, that could very well happen, right? Mm-hmm. New York hit by massive Paris-like terror attack. Hundreds dead. Perpetrators were Muslim refugees imported by Obama and Hillary.
Yeah.
There's a headline that could happen tomorrow, you know, by Obama. And then as soon as Hillary's president, she's vowed to keep bringing in 100,000 Muslims a year, including refugees from the war zones. That could absolutely happen. ISIS follows New York terror attack by claiming to unleash army of 10,000 specially trained suicide bombers. You heard that headline before? They just announced it in Europe. But this one will be already on U.S. soil. 10,000 specially trained suicide bombers already on U.S. soil. Why? Because the border was kept open by Obama and Hillary. Mm-hmm. College education declared free by Hillary Clinton because 80% of student loans are in default. So what the hell? There's the headline for you. Unemployment hits 55% among young adults. That's the cost of taxes, Obamacare, $15 minimum wage. To blame, say business leaders. Chicago lays off half of all teachers. Cook County debt reached $300 billion. That could definitely happen in the next couple years under Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
Unrest and violence in the streets across USA as debt crisis causes delay in welfare and food stamps. Walmart seeks bankruptcy protection. Costs of Obamacare overwhelm the company. Mass layoffs begin.
Mm-hmm.
Middle class devastated by $2,000 a month electric bills due to prohibitive costs of green energy and ban on coal. Middle class bankrupted by $30,000 annual health premiums due to expanded Obamacare. All of these could happen under Hillary Clinton without even, these aren't like fantasy or anything. These are pretty simple things. Food stamp use doubles to unimaginable 90 million Americans.
Yeah.
How about this one? This is a great one. President Hillary Clinton charged with treason for accepting $1 trillion in bribes from foreign governments while president. You know, up till now, she's only taken, what, about two, I think it's $2 billion she took?
$2 billion,
but
yeah.
If she was president, the Clinton Foundation would take in $1 trillion. Everyone in the entire world would give her a bribe, or I should say would give the Clinton Foundation a bribe, in return for the assumption that the president would give them something. She was only Secretary of State and she collected $2 billion. She'd collect $1 trillion if Bill could say, my wife's the president, and she could do you favors. But that's treason, folks. And here's my favorite one of all. President Hillary Clinton admits affair with Monica Lewinsky. Is that a headline or is that a headline?
Oh, man. That.
So those are my headlines. Let's see if Fox News prints all of them or leaves one of them out. My guess is they'll leave out President Hillary Clinton admits affair with Monica Lewinsky. My guess is they won't put that one in.
Terrible.
The rest they'll probably put in.
What a bunch of buzzkills, man. That's the best one. Oh, man, that is the best one.
They don't
by
have the
far.
Guts to put that one in. Trust
no,
me.
They won't.
But at least they, you know, they publish all my stuff. They're great. I love Fox News, but they have limitations. They're not quite where I am. And they just won't go as far as I do. But, you know, the stuff I do is not radical or crazy. It's mm-hmm. realistic, you know? I mean, just substitute the word Huma and instead of Monica Lewinsky, and you have a very true headline.
Yeah.
Not a funny one, not an exaggerated
Absolutely.
One, but exaggeration and humor always have to have some truth in them, but a real truthful one. Hillary admits lesbian affair with Huma. By the way, that's the way it is, folks. If you don't get that, you're living in a dream world. Your head's in the sand.
Absolutely.
Is everybody asleep? Does everyone not understand what's happening in America today? You know? And people think I'm criticizing Hillary if I'm suggesting she's a lesbian. And actually, I'm not. I'm actually criticizing Hillary because the person she's choosing to, I think, well-known fact in Washington, have an affair with, Huma, is literally from a family of the Muslim Brotherhood.
I know.
In other words, our country is invaded by the wrong people, folks. Obama's controlled by Valerie Jarrett. Hillary seems to be best friends in the world with Huma Abedin, and the rumors are they share a bed together. Well, these are all Muslim Brotherhood people that our leaders are in love with. The whole thing is sick. There's something wrong with our country, Gary. Something's very wrong.
Well, it's not a rumor because the I think it was Judicial Watch put in a Freedom of Information law request to get the hotel records.
Email.
The hotel records from when Hillary traveled as Secretary of State. And guess what? Her and Huma stayed in the same room and
how come
the
that's
same
not in the
suite.
News? Why is that not in the news?
But that was because Secretary Clinton wasn't feeling good, and if she needed anything, Huma was there for her.
crazy. It's a crazy world. I mean, you're talking to someone now, yeah. I'll probably make conservatives mad at me, but I've always been liberal on one issue, which is gay rights. I just don't care what you do in your bedroom.
Right.
And if gay people want to get married, you know what I've always said about that? Always. I mean, I think it's a states' rights issue, by the way. I don't think the federal government has a right to force it down states' throats. But in general, I'm for it, because if marriage is good for a man and a woman, why wouldn't it be good to ask two gay people to get married? Isn't that better than leaving them single?
Hey, it's a family unit.
It better? I think it does. So I've never had a problem with that. But I do have a problem with transgenders using bathrooms. I think that's so radical and extreme, it's obscene and it's insane that a woman with a penis thinks she can use I'm not even, you know how mixed up I am with this issue? I don't even know what to say, a men's room or a woman's room. I don't even know which one they're supposed to use. I know one thing, I don't want either of my young kids in the room with them.
You know, they
and
used
so when
to...
you hear that North Carolina, every corporation in America is pulling out of North Carolina because they simply dared to pass a law that didn't say, let's kill gay people, let's hurt gay people, let's bankrupt gay people, none of that. You can go about your life and live a wonderful life in North Carolina. No one will ever hurt you. Your job is safe. Your housing is safe from discrimination. All they said is, if you have a penis, you should go to a men's room. That's it. That's all they said. They don't want little girls in a woman's room with a guy with a penis. That's all they said. And for that crime, every corporation in America now wants to punish North Carolina. And how about this one? This is funny. A porn site blacked out every resident of North Carolina as of yesterday. Because of that law, you're not even allowed to watch porn anymore on their site because they're so offended that gay people have been offended. I mean, Terry, I don't know what to say anymore, but this isn't America. It's a bizarro world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that one is a weird one. But, you know, remember, they used to have men's room, women's room, and then bathroom for the colored. Now it'll be M, W, and T. Obviously.
No, but they'd be mad at that. They don't want a transgender bathroom. They don't want a third bathroom. And, oh, by the way, you know, even if you and I felt that was an acceptable alternative, which I guess it is, you know, that is an acceptable alternative, except for one little problem. Every business in America would go broke because you have to spend $50,000 to build a new bathroom where there is one now and put in new plumbing. And they would demand it. It wouldn't be like it was optional.
Yeah, and then there'd be
lawsuits. It
wouldn't
be like it was just for the biggest companies in America. It would be the federal government sticking the boot on the neck of every businessman or woman in America and saying, I know you only have 1,000 square foot shoe store. I know you only make $30,000 a year in that shoe store, but we're going to ask you to spend $25,000 or $50,000 to add a third bathroom, even though there is no space for a third bathroom. I could see that happening tomorrow in Obama and Clinton's America, tomorrow, and just bankrupt every businessman in America, because what the hell? It's more important that transgenders have a place to go to the bathroom than it is that you keep some of your own money. This is how wacky our world's become, so even your compromise would turn into a disaster.
Yeah, there's no compromising with liberals, progressives.
No.
Because
you give them an inch. Yeah. I always thought I was being nice about the gay issue, but you give them an inch, they take a freaking 100,000 miles. It's insanity. You can't give them anything, because the minute you're nice, they take that as weakness, and they come after you, and they just extend the list of what's radical. Now it's radical. Wayne Root supports gay marriage. Wayne Root supports gays. Wayne Root supports gay civil rights. Not enough.
Nope.
They would paint me tomorrow as a horrible person because I don't want a transgender using a bathroom with my little daughter. They paint me as a monster. They're out of their minds. I mean, who's the monster and who's the radical? If 80% of decent middle-class people agree with me, who's the radical? The media is the radical. Liberal leaders are the radical. Democratic senators are the radical. Wayne Root is in the absolute mainstream of every parent in America. You know what? Let's just pull every decent middle-class parent in America and ask them if they want their child going to the bathroom with a transgender. And the answer is no. Now ask if they want to ruin the transgender's life. No. Do you want to take their job away? No. Do you want to force them not to live in their house? No. Do you want them not to be married? No. Just don't want them going to the bathroom in the wrong bathroom. That's all.
Yeah, totally reasonable. Totally reasonable, except in a progressive
But there's nothing
line.
Reasonable in the liberal world. Nothing. Nothing. Well, so if tomorrow I gave in on that, by the way, the next day there'd be a new issue that I am radical, I am racist, I am homophobic, and I'm mentally ill because I don't want dogs and cats to have sex with people, right? I mean, that'll be, that's the I don't want them to get married to people. That would be the next step, and I'm a dog lover, but I have no interest in marrying my dog, okay? Yeah. And I have no interest in having sex with my dog.
Or polygamy,
I guess
for that
means
matter.
I'm a close-minded white male Republican, right?
Hey, or polygamy,
you know?
They
take it to levels that are absurd, and you're going to see in 20 years there's going to be a liberal movement that you're a racist and you're extreme if you won't let people marry whoever they want, including animals. You watch. That's the next step. Because it just keeps going further and further every time, and it always boggles your mind that it could actually go in that place. But it does.
Yeah. Well, there's no limit. There's no limit to the insanity of it all. And hey, luckily there's Wayne Allen Root's sane voice in the crying out in the wilderness.
And there's Donald Trump, my man, Donald Trump.
Yeah. So
although he sometimes, you know, takes a little far too and makes me wince. But in general, you know, what really makes me almost as mad as liberals, nothing can ever make me as mad as the mental instability and mental illness of liberals and their demands and their policies. But what makes me close to as bad as that has always been the GOP establishment that's trying to steal the election from Trump. And you know, now there's a third one that's fighting for my attention as to what's the sickest. The third one is people that call themselves lifelong conservatives that support Ted Cruz, who claim never Trump because he's not a conservative. He's a leftist who donated money to Democrats. So I will never support Trump no matter what. And I just look at them and go, I have these debates online with these people, and they're as nutty as the left-wingers are. They're nutty. Here's the thing. It's not possible to make the statement Donald Trump's a lefty or Donald Trump's not a conservative. It isn't possible to make that statement because I guess you live in an isolated, bizarre world where all your friends are extreme right-wingers and you've never met a liberal. You know, that's how most people live their lives. But my life, because I'm a Hollywood TV producer, is around liberals all day. And do you know who the most hated person in the history of the world is to liberals? Donald Trump.
Trump, of course.
So Donald Trump can't be a leftist if every leftist I've ever met in the last year hates Donald Trump, despises Donald Trump, wants to see Donald... Literally, they want to see him assassinated. I've heard them say it. I've seen in the news where they put up a, you know, a cemetery stone, a headstone in Central Park, rest in peace, Donald Trump. We've seen online tons of liberals saying they want to assassinate Trump. He's got to be killed. And you're saying to me he's a liberal. You're living in a bizarre world. Those people would say the same thing, you know, the people who want to kill Trump. They don't say they want to kill Ted Cruz. You know why? They don't even know him. They never heard of him. They don't think he has any chance of winning the nomination. If tomorrow he won the nomination, they would say the same kinds of things against Ted Cruz. So my point is, the one they know right now on the left is Donald Trump. That's why they hate him so much. The Ted Cruz people have got to understand, A, he can't be a liberal if liberals hate him and want to kill him, and B, if Ted Cruz became the nominee on an odd chance, because I don't believe that's even possible, but if he did, they'd hate liberals would hate him just as much. So you should have sympathy for Donald Trump. He's one of you. You will get the same treatment if Ted Cruz ever becomes the actual presidential nominee. You'd get the exact same treatment. They'd want to kill him. They'd call him a racist and extremist and a Muslim hater, et cetera, et cetera. So why on earth would conservatives hate Donald Trump when liberals hate Donald Trump when we all know the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I know the guy, and what we want to call it, New York values. All right, I'll buy that, which to me, New York values really is being liberal on social issues and conservative on financial or fiscal issues. Although to look at our former state, you wouldn't know it. But many of the people I knew and was friendly with there, that's totally in keeping with it. And, you know, Cruz is just, there's no possibility of him winning. He's strictly being funded to be a spoiler. So in the third and fourth round of the election, Wayne, then they can give it to Paul Ryan or whomever.
Right, Paul Ryan with Kasich as VP. Yeah. You want to bet that's the ticket that they're looking for?
Yeah, that's the flavor of the day. And
even they understand, even the crazy establishment that I can't stand understands that you have to have Kasich as VP because you got to win Ohio or you can't win the election. So they figure with a moderate like Paul Ryan, who has Midwest appeal, and Kasich, who's Midwest, but most importantly, wins you Ohio. That's a fact. I'll go with that. I don't like Kasich, but I guarantee you Kasich wins you Ohio. He's one of the most popular governors in history. So now the GOP has a moderate and they have Ohio. But they just don't understand. Every time we ever run a moderate, we lose. We don't win. Last I checked, there's no President Mitt Romney. There's no President John McCain. President Gerald Ford, or there was, but he was, of course, appointed. He was not elected. He was then appointed because of Watergate and then lost. So there was no reelected President Gerald Ford. There was no President Bob Dole. Yeah. You know, throughout history, moderate Republicans have lost again and again and again. It doesn't work. No. And it's not going to work this time either. You're putting in place, first of all, the party would implode. You know, Donald Trump, by far, will walk into the convention with, you know, the most delegates and a landslide, basically, most between votes. Him and Ted Cruz. And then nobody after him and Ted Cruz. So to put anyone up but him or Ted Cruz would mean the end of the Republican Party. Right. They control 80% of the delegates. They ran the race. They raised the money. They did he spent his own money. They did everything they had to do. They gave the speeches. They worked their little butts off. You can't then let someone else waltz in, never having raised money, never having run, never having given a speech, never having campaigned, and then just give them the nomination. You can't do it. And if you try and do it, it's the end of the party. You're going to burn down the nomination in Cleveland. You're going to burn down the convention. It's the end of the GOP. It's the end of that building. I'm telling you, that building won't stand.
I agree. Hey, but now Trump wrote the art of the deal, as he tells us regularly. You believe he's going to walk into that convention with less than 1,237 delegates, no matter how he has to get them? Do you think he's going to do that?
I believe all these will become moot points and Trump will win. Listen, it all comes down to New York.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, if he doesn't sweep New York, all 95 delegates, he will not get to 1,237.
Right.
If he sweeps all 95, he will most probably get to 1,237. So next Tuesday night, if Trump wins New York by 50 plus one vote, not 51%, 50% plus one vote, it's winner take all. So all he needs is one vote more than 50%. And last I saw, he's at between 53 and 56% in every poll. Trump wins all 95 delegates, then he's on his way to win the nomination.
A new one just came out.
I think he'll walk in with 1,237. This will all be a moot point. But I think the GOP establishment is so desperate, Gary.
They're grasping at straws.
That may not stop them. Even that.
I don't believe
they will try and invalidate his 1,237. I saw a guy say it in the news just this morning.
That
in his opinion, it's not just the second ballot, it's the first ballot where he believes many delegates are unbound. They could do whatever they want in the first ballot.
Never happen. It'll never happen. You can say it. But
They're crazy. I don't know. I was there. I was campaigning across the state for McDaniel in Mississippi. Remember that?
Oh, that's
the state senator in Mississippi, Chris McDaniel. He ran for U.S. Senate against, I can't even remember his name, just a terrible moderate establishment Republican who basically turned into a liberal. I can't remember his name now. That guy had been in office for 40-something years. 44
Thad
years.
Cochran.
Thad Cochran. There you go. Good pull out. So he ran against Thad Cochran. He was up by 10 in every poll, Chris McDaniel was. And I, you know, barnstormed the state on his bus and gave speeches across the state
for him. And they stole it from him.
They literally went in the black community and said, cross over and vote Republican one time in your life to vote for Thad Cochran because he'll give you bigger welfare checks.
Oh, here's the latest.
That was what they said to every black voter. That's
sick.
What the Republican establishment did.
Disgusting.
To stop a Wayne Root type of candidate, the Donald Trump kind of candidate, who was winning by 10 points day before the election.
Yeah,
and in the end, he lost by like 1 point. Squeaked out a victory because they committed fraud and they told Democrats, and in particular black voters, exactly what a Democrat liberal would tell them in order to get a Republican elected over a true conservative.
And that was,
so you know they'll pull out all stops no matter what Trump does. They'll pull out stops. I just, you know, I have faith that Donald is so rich and has such vicious lawyers and he's got them already. Paul Manafort, right? Paul Manafort knows how to run a convention.
Absolutely.
So I don't think they'll be able to do it. But they will try and steal it even from a Donald Trump with 1,237. They will try.
Except you didn't see the latest poll, Wayne. I know you didn't because it was a New York One Baruch College poll, seemingly pretty legit. Listen to this. Trump is 43 points ahead. Okay. Cruz is behind with 17. Kasich has 17. Cruz 14. This will set the table for New Jersey and Connecticut and Rhode Island in all likelihood. If he wins by this much in New York, I think you're right. It's probably going to be
over. And I did see a new poll this morning. Not that one. You're doing a New York poll. But I saw a national poll this morning by a reliable organization. Don't ask me who because I can't remember who now. But I just saw it this morning. And it shows that nationwide in a general election matchup, Hillary Clinton is ahead by 3 points. That's it. No, it should be two. Excuse me. It was 38-36. 2 points ahead. The rest undecided at this moment in time. And that's within the statistical margin of error of tie. Hey. So Donald Trump is statistically tied despite hundreds of millions of dollars of campaign ads, none of them aiming at Cruz, none of them at Kasich, none of them at Hillary, all of them aimed at Donald Trump, and despite a media barrage, the likes of which I've never seen, making him out to be a crazy man and a racist and a hater of women and a beater-upper of women and arresting his political aide, and he made the comments about abortion, sending women to prison. I mean, that was self-inflicted. That was one of the worst lines ever from a candidate. All of that happened, and Donald Trump is statistically tied with Hillary, which not only is great news for Donald Trump and great news for Republicans, but also kills all the arguments from Kasich and Cruz that Donald can't win the election. That's a lie. Donald can absolutely win the election. He hasn't even started working on Hillary yet. I mean, you know, wait until he aims his cannons only at Hillary, never again at Cruz or Kasich or Rubio. Only at Hillary 24 hours a day the entire fall. Oh, we are going to hear the funnest campaign ever.
And he said he's already got the nickname for her, like Little Marco and Lion Ted. He's got a special one picked out for Hillary. I can't wait to hear it. Hopefully
what I would use, I would just call her Hillary the criminal. That's it. All day long, 24 hours a day, Hillary the criminal or Hillary the crook. Hillary the crook. Hillary the crook. Just say it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and just, you know, out loud say, there's no reason in the world why she's not in prison. There's not a reason in the world except that Obama's the president. Anyone else is president, Hillary'd be in prison right now. And I'm not even discussing the emails where she, you know, where she allowed top secret classified documents that could have resulted in our spies being murdered and given out American state secrets. Forget that. That's big enough to put anyone else in jail but Hillary. But on top of that, just I think the Clinton Foundation is the world's biggest RICO act. Yeah. You know, the RICO should be used to take down the Clinton Foundation.
Slush fund.
They used a Canadian entity to collect the money so no one's names had to be disclosed. And the Canadian entity, which is basically an offshore account, gave the money to the Clinton Foundation. And it was billions of dollars from foreign governments. And then Hillary awarded foreign government contracts with taxpayer money. Hillary should be strung up. She should be in a gallows. I mean, that's what you get. People are going to get some liberal right-wing watch is going to put this and say, Wayne Root says Hillary should be hung. And they're going to say, I'm extreme for saying it. No. Anyone who gives away taxpayer money because a foreign entity, foreign country gave you contributions, that's bribery. And bribery as Secretary of State means you're guilty of treason. You can't allow someone to do that. People are supposed to get the electric chair or the gallows for that. I must be missing something. So I'll end our interview by saying if a white conservative Republican had a foundation called the Trump Foundation, and while he was one of the leading members of an administration, forget about president, while he was Secretary of State or any other major cabinet position, took in billions of dollars like the country was for sale, and then turned around and gave away taxpayer money to those same countries within a month. They weren't even hiding it. They didn't even wait a year. Within 2 weeks, in some cases, they gave them awards. They said they were the greatest company, the greatest country. If they gave away the uranium stock of America to one of those people, right? You'd be hung. You'd be hung. Not in effigy. You literally would be convicted and hung of treason. And yet Hillary, I haven't heard one word about it. It's just a bunch of stupid emails, which are also a crime, but a minor crime compared to this crime.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's happened to my America, but it's a banana republic. And what Hillary has done is absolutely rises to the level of treason, which is a crime you get the death penalty for.
Well, I won't pass judgment on that, but certainly she should be investigated and thoroughly get to the bottom of this. The uranium deal stunk to high heaven.
She did it. That's let me be reasonable. Assuming she's found guilty in a court of law, because none of it is based on anything in a great country like America until you are convicted in a court of law. But if you're convicted of accepting bribes from foreign governments in return for handing out government contracts, that is a crime of treason. It's simple as that. So if Hillary can hire the best lawyers money could buy and be found innocent, that's great. Then she's free. That I mean, that's my America. Everything's fair. But if she's found guilty, then you've got to punish her, whatever the crime fits, the punishment that fits the crime of treason. Simple as that.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here when we have President Trump, if justice will prevail. And hey, Wayne, always great to talk to you. How's the book going?
The book is The Power of Relentless, and it's going so well that it just, I'm proud to say, got released in Japan. It was translated into Japanese by the biggest business publisher in Japan, and it got released about 3 weeks ago in Japan. It's got a new name because there is no word for relentless in Japanese, no direct word that translates to relentless.
Funny.
So instead of The Power of Relentless in Japanese, it's the Indomitable Art of Success by Wayne Allyn Root. The Indomitable Art of Success, and I'm very proud to say my 10th book, but my first book ever translated into another language and sold in Asia. So very, very, very cool. My
That's
website,
wonderful.
By the way, rootforamerica.com. Roots, R-O-O-T, foramerica.com. You find all my opinions on video at rootforamerica.com. So I know people hate to read nowadays,
and they
like to watch TV. So I've made life simple for everyone. Root for America, filled with my opinions on video.
Hey, and just on a personal note, Wayne, that book really made a difference in my life. You're a big proponent of meditation. I've done it on and off over the years, mostly off. I said, Wayne's not a dumb guy. Everything he says is backed up by science. Started doing it again, and I just can't tell you the difference it's made in my life. Wayne, calmness, centered, focused, everything seems to have turned around once I started kind of going within. Nothing metaphysical or spooky or new agey about it. It's a legitimate technique. Meditation, self-hypnosis, really not much difference between the two. And it really can make a difference in your life, as can the book, The Power of Relentless. Highly recommended. It's there in audio form as well. So go out there and get it and go to Wayne's site, rootforamerica.com. Wayne, it's starting to get interesting. And you just wake up in the morning and you never know what's going to happen.
Hey, I I'll make one prediction here, and that is that Hillary will, I don't know if she'll be under indictment, probably not with Obama heading the country, but I think the FBI will recommend indictment. I think that's very clear at this point. And so Hillary will be running for president as for the first time in the history of this crazy country, in this crazy world, we'll have a presidential candidate running for president where the FBI, the leading law enforcement organization of our country, has recommended her for indictment. And my guess is that Loretta Lynch, the ultra-liberal Obama appointee who heads the Attorney General's office, will punt. She won't say, we're not indicting. I think she will try and get herself out of trouble. She'll say, I'm going to appoint a special prosecutor, which means the results are 2 years off. So they'll punt it beyond the election. But she'll be running for president of a major party with an FBI recommending indictment. That is what you're going to find. And that's why I think Donald Trump will, in fact, win the election. In the end, she will not be able to overcome that.
Well, I'll go a little further than you. I don't believe she's ever going to be indicted. However, I do believe that her closest aides, two, three, or four of them, there's four people, Powers, Samantha Powers, Huma, that guy Sullivan, and another, I believe they will be indicted. Hillary will walk.
But if they're indicted, then the pressure is going to be on them to, you know, plead to a lesser charge in order to testify against Hillary. So
her campaign's over.
I would say the odds are pretty good. Hillary's in big trouble if they're indicted.
Yeah, exactly. Her campaign's over. But this is how you remove the problem without really coming down on her. And that's what I see happening. The aides.
Well, then what are you going to have? Trump against Bernie Sanders for president of the United States?
No, so the Democrat, and we're running over, but the Democratic establishment feels the same way about Bernie as the GOP establishment feels about Trump. And in Bernie's case, he won't get the delegates, so it will be an open convention. And we're going to have a redux to McGovern. They won't allow him. I believe that Biden,
so it'll be Joe Biden.
Biden will come in. Who else do they have?
Warren is VP, which is a prediction I made 6 months ago.
I don't know about Warren, but I do know that Biden, I'll still give even money on that, but you're the handicapper, Wayne. We will talk to you again in a couple weeks, and things will be worked out by then for certain.
You got it. Thanks, Kerry. You know what I do all day long. I root for America, so rootforamerica.com. Root for America, power relentless. Let's all be relentless patriots and save America. God bless. Bye-bye.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.